Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. Michelle Fiore, she takes no prisoners. She's a Las Vegas City Councilwoman for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're coming to you from the Las Vegas Metro Chamber offices here in downtown Las Vegas. And we are delighted to welcome back to the program Las Vegas Councilwoman Michelle Fiore. Pleasure to have you here.
Sam, it's so great to see you.
Thank you. So let's start out. Most people in the state are very well aware of Project Neon, which has been this whole road redesign and expansion in downtown. It's actually huge, but a big part of it encompasses downtown. But one of the problems right now are the lane markings. I mean, for me to get here, it was kind of crazy.
Yes.
And then the HOV lanes, there's a lot of controversy about that.
There's a lot of controversy with the HOV lanes. And our NEON project, it's going to be amazing, but we have to suffer through the construction portion of it. But it will be amazing once it is complete. The HOV lanes, I can tell you three of the council members disagree wholeheartedly with the 24/7. Councilman Stavros Anthony has voiced his disagreement. He did such a good job, Sam, I didn't have to. Councilwoman-elect Victoria Seaman has voiced her disagreement. As a matter of fact, she literally went to the NDOT meeting as a brand new councilwoman-elect, and Governor Sisolak was there, and he acknowledged her. He's like, councilwoman-elect Seaman? You know, he's going to, our governor's going to take a pulse on what's happening with how Clark County residents are feeling about the HOV lanes. The biggest problem that I have is one of their written goals, Sam, was literally to create congestion. To create congestion, to have people start carpooling. Now, Sam, I'm all for carpooling, but my first meeting this morning was at 7 a.m. at a Starbucks. My second meeting was at 8 a.m. to tour a beautiful elementary school full of windows. My third meeting is with you. So, Sam, who's going to carpool with me all the way from the Northwest?
Right, right.
So you're going to create congestion so that I can think about carpooling? That is the craziest idea, written goal by NDOT I have ever heard of.
You know, it sounds on paper like such a great idea, but the reality is that we're just not set up for that, and I don't know if in our lifetimes that we would ever be set up for carpooling on such a huge scale.
This isn't New York City. It's Las Vegas, Nevada. And all of us live on the outskirts. So to get here at certain times, like if I want to carpool and if I'm going to be in City Hall all day, I have the option of jumping on our express bus with the RTC, and it'll take me from Centennial right downtown. I can do that, right? But to carpool with another human, it's impossible.
I got tons of things to talk to you about, so I want to move on. Let's start out. You mentioned Victoria Seaman.
Yes.
Former assemblywoman, just got elected to the Las Vegas City Council. That puts two solid Republicans, very conservative Republicans, on the Las Vegas City Council. When you look at the county commission, which is entirely, as Tom Mitchell would put it, all pro-labor Democrats. So what do you think is going on? Is it because of the election cycle that has now changed to where it'll be even years, but the fact that so few people vote in these elections that conservatives are able to get in?
No, I think, especially with municipals, I think, believe it or not, the conservative label isn't important. It's important to our own personal values and some of our friends that are like-minded. But as far as being a councilwoman, it's very, very nonpartisan. And our mayor, Mayor Carolyn Goodman, is an amazing example of that. So if you want to look at someone that is nonpartisan, and you're her council, she's the mayor, we're her council, so it makes it quite easy to be nonpartisan. And I think Victoria is going to shine as a councilwoman because she gets to bring out her nonpartisan side, which most folks, when we were in the assembly, didn't get to see that. They got to see that with me because I voted, for gay rights. I voted for your choice on your medicine. I voted for the right to try. That was a big bill that I pushed and we got it passed and now it's national. So, you know, some of the things that were near and dear to my heart were quite nonpartisan in the legislature. But you know media, they like to spin things and change things around. So being in this position as a council person in a nonpartisan seat, I love it.
Let me ask you about, because one of the big issues was development, the Badlands project, mm-hmm. and without going into a lot of detail on that, because there's a lot of people mm-hmm. outside of Las Vegas that are not really familiar with that particular issue, but was there a message to developers at the end of this election cycle?
There was, actually. And the message is the council's, the people of Ward 2 are pro-business. And when you look at that, we had Bob Beers who had the seat, right? And Bob Beers' election was quite contested between the Republic Garbage Service and Badlands. Then we had Steve Soroka get in, and his whole campaign was, we're not building in the Badlands. Well, he resigned less than 2 years in. That was a big problem. And the people of Ward 2 chose Victoria Seaman. Now, when you look at Victoria Seaman, she ran on pro-business, pro-development, and she's going to fix Queens Ridge. And that's exactly what she's going to do. She's going to come in and fix it. She's not going to be bullied by the Frank Schrecks of the world. And she's going to come in, and she has the council support. She has my support. So we're gonna literally, within the next 6 months, make Badlands beautiful.
All right, let's take a break. More with Michelle Fiore when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michelle Fiore, former assemblywoman and now a member of the Las Vegas City Council. So you've been in quite the interesting battle with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. They have gone after you about travel expenses.
Everything.
And, you know, even in their stories, they put at the very end of every story that Sheldon Adelson's Las Vegas Sands Convention Center competes with the Convention Authority.
Mm-hmm.
So they make that point in there up front about that. But what's the story here? Because you have, as usual, not been a shrinking violet, and every time they go after you, you hammer right back at them.
Yes. Well, you know, you've got two journalists, Jeff Gehrman and Art Kane, and it was my turn, right? It was my turn to be scrutinized and, they asked me to meet with them. I met with them. The first time they asked me to meet with them, Sam, Art Kane just said, "Hey, can I pop by City Hall and ask her a few questions?" So Dan Burdish, my chief of staff, said, "Sure, come by." So he comes by with camera crew, a photographer, a videographer, Jeff Gehrman, and some other person. And I said, "Dan, I thought you said Art Kane was coming over for a couple of questions." I said, "I don't have any makeup on." I said, "If he wants to do a video interview, you're going to reschedule it." So he reschedules it. Then again, he says, so we reschedule it. I come and meet with him on Martin Luther King Day. When the city's closed, we open up City Hall for him to be polite. And they just start, bah, bah. And I'm thinking, honey, you're hammering the wrong girl, because I'll hammer you right back. So as nice as you are to me is as nice as I'll be to you. As rude and obnoxious as you will become to me, I will respond in the same tone. So this way we have matching tone levels. So, yeah.
Okay.
So these folks, and matter of fact, you know, I'm taking a personal vacation this week. And I had tweeted about it because I'm going to be delivering Pope Francis a shirt from the Raiders. What does Jeff Gehrman do? He tweets something obnoxious. Oh, who's paying for this trip? You know, I felt like calling him and saying, "Oh, Jeff, can I use your credit card? You want to pay for my Italy trip to go visit my family in Bari?" You know, my father was born and raised there. So, you know, like anything I do, I notice that they depict my email blasts, right? And they take it and they twist it. And, you know, when you're a journalist, you have skeletons in your closet, too. So when you make me go and do, like, People Finder on you and look at your dirt, these journalists that write hogwash about people and mostly twisted truths, we can do the same. I mean, I don't have barrels of ink, Sam, or miles of print newspaper. But I do have a 30,000 email blast that I can blast them on. I can pay messages on social media. I mean, I just don't feel like wasting my resources or energy or time on two journalists that just like to create fake news.
All right, let's leave it there, and we'll come back with more with Michelle Fiore after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the ever-shy Michelle Fiore, the Las Vegas City Councilwoman. So the legislature put the kibosh on the consumption lounge that the city of Las Vegas, had already approved. Your thoughts on that?
I think it'll all come to fruition. I really do. Because a lot of the ordinance that we wrote, the state copied, which is great, and I love when we're like-minded. I love when one body can create a legislative piece and the other body picks it up. So I'm looking forward to working with the state and making sure that the state is comfortable and the city is comfortable so we can move forth. The problem without having consumption lounges, Sam, is in 2013, I was part of the legislative session where we passed the medical marijuana. And now they've passed recreational. And so our tourists can come here and purchase this marijuana product, but they're not allowed to smoke it anywhere, right? So now they're breaking the law. So why would we create a law to then not create something to where they don't have to break the law? And that's my whole big thing. In both sessions, you know, my passion of the criminal justice reform. Most of my legislation was about true criminal justice reform. And so why are we manufacturing criminals by not having places where they can actually smoke their product?
Well, one of the things that's raised, obviously, and there's a couple of different versions of this, but one is that, you know, because it's not federally approved, the casino industry is very concerned that they could in some way get in trouble with the Gaming Control Board and beyond by allowing marijuana consumed on their premises or nearby. But others look at it and say, well, if you have these consumption lounges, then it could be like the gentlemen's clubs where $30 million a year suddenly disappeared from the revenues of casinos and it was going to places that they weren't able to have control.
Oh, well, there's always that thought. But again, with our hospitality industry, because I have the utmost respect for the hospitality industry, Vegas was built on this industry. The one saving grace is Governor Sisolak is pro-marijuana. He is definitely not going to put the Gaming Control Board in a position to where like the Gaming Control would be fining or hurting a hotel of ours over marijuana. So I think the concern, I don't want to disregard it, but I don't put a lot of importance on that particular concern because I definitely know our governor's not going to let anything happen to our casinos. And secondly, the other concern, we're losing revenue. They don't want people smoking marijuana on their property, which is 100% understandable and I respect
and
that.
And illegal.
And illegal. So they have to smoke it somewhere else. So whether the people leave the property to go smoke it and the revenue goes with them, okay. Now, you know, we have cigar lounges in our casinos. I mean, I go to some of them. You know, we have great cigar lounges. I like cigars. I don't smoke marijuana, nor will I smoke marijuana, nor do I think I'd ever go into a consumption lounge just because I like the scent of a cigar, but I don't like the scent of the marijuana. So, you know, that's how I am.
Let's talk about growth going on in downtown Las Vegas.
Okay.
Circa coming out of the ground now, Derek Stevens' latest property. What do you make of this guy?
Oh, my God. I love him. I have to tell you, Mr. Stevens reminds me of old Vegas. He does it right. He's classy. The people he surrounds himself with are amazing. His whole team is brilliant. He's from Detroit. He's just so down to earth. The guy is not a point and click CEO, casino owner. If you ever want to meet Mr. Stevens, you go into the D, you go at the end of the long bar about 9 p.m., and you'll see him there with his team having some cocktails. Like, he's amazing. He's amazing.
Well, and in addition to Circa, which will be 777 rooms, and very interesting number, you've also got Boyd's expansion downtown as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Boyd has been, they're a staple. You know, they are a staple in the state of Nevada. And the Boyd Group is amazing to work with. And so downtown is booming. A lot of people like history. And downtown is historic Las Vegas. So it's gonna, it's so exciting to be a City of Las Vegas councilwoman for the City of Las Vegas, because everything we're doing is amazing.
Let me ask you about the legislative session that just ended. Any thoughts on that?
It's not as bad as it could have been.
I hear that from a lot of people.
You know, and you have to understand. So the way I view this, you have to think about this, right? So it's the first time in many years, like 30 years, where they've had all three houses. So the Democrats have all three houses. And when you put that all together, it was like parents going away for the weekend and teenagers having a big party. They're just going to do whatever they want, right? Which is great for re-election, because we'll have some one-time wonders up there, right? And we'll just see. And so what they'll learn this session is how not to behave next session, right? Because as they I mean, a lot of their legislation was threatening the convention, like LVCVA. If they were to ban AR-15s and we were to lose the SHOT Show, what would have happened if now all of a sudden it's a ripple effect? So all of a sudden they ban guns. Now they ban the adult video because that promotes sex trafficking. Now look at all the conventions. Do you see what I'm saying? So no guns, no sex, no drugs. I'm sorry. This is Sin City. Let's not forget we live in Las Vegas. Let's not forget that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Or sometimes you can bring it home to your wife if you're not careful. But, you know, let's not forget that this is Las Vegas.
Were you surprised at the resignation of Kelvin Atkinson?
I was surprised because I worked with him. And I have nothing bad to say about Senator Atkinson. I don't know the circumstances. I don't know what happened. I just don't know what happened, right? So I can't until, and that's the same thing with legislation. Until I read the bill, I can't really tell you all of the ins and outs of the bill or my true feelings on it. So with Senator Atkinson, I don't know what he was going through in his life. I don't know what happened. I don't know how this occurred, but it occurred.
Okay, so now I've got to ask you on a very personal basis, because this affects the decor at my office. On our wall at the office, we still have the Michelle Fiore calendar.
Oh, cool.
And people keep coming in and saying, well, you need to take that down because it's a couple of years old now. And I say, no, we're just going to change the month and because we want to keep the pictures going, because you put out a very controversial for some people and a very fun for others like me calendar. And you promised on this program that you were going to do one for the city council, and we have yet to see this.
So
I'm putting it out there right now.
Okay. So we are working on it. And I'll tell you, when I say we're working on it, it's all about me and my weight. So you know, as I wear Spanx, right, it's not the same, because I don't like touching up. Like the picture I sent to you,
right,
that was perfect shape for that calendar. Me and you took that picture of us over at Senator Settlemyer's ranch.
Correct.
And I did the shoot a week later, right? So that was me at my best, working out and starving myself forever to get to that calendar size. So I'm like 30-something pounds, high 30-something pounds, away from that calendar. So realistically, we probably are not going to shoot until September, October. And when we do, and this next calendar is going to be a big surprise because I'm going to have some bigger names in it, right? And I can't give you who, but I'm sure you
can
imagine.
They'll be bigger than Smith and Wesson.
Right. Bigger than Smith and Wesson. So, but yeah, so I'm going to include some folks in the calendar, and it's going to be more like old Vegas calendar, with some great firepower. We might include crossbows too, right? So I'm learning crossbow, and it's an interesting. And here's what I find: whatever it is.
By the way, your opponents should be listening that you are taking up the crossbow. Just so they know.
Yeah, just so they know.
You will be the William Tell of the Las Vegas.
There you go. You know, everything that you shoot, you know, when Arrow Bows put a crossbow in my hand last year, they said, look at your sight and aim at the target. Just like front sight. Look at the front sight of your firearm and aim at the target. So everything is about that front sight.
And you know, that sounds like your life, period.
Yes.
And that's where we have to leave it. Michelle Fiore, always a pleasure. Thank you for doing
this. It's so nice to be with you, Sam.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Our thanks to the Las Vegas Metro Chamber for hosting us. And always, you can catch all of our shows at NevadaNewsmakers.com and on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.